We're broadcasting from the Legacy Seeds booth at the Heartland Ag Showcase here in Minot, North Dakota, at the North Dakota State Fair Center. And it has been an interesting show. Met a lot of people, a lot of good folks, a lot of folks who listen to Farm Talk. Visited with a few guys from rugby who come over. And, yeah, hey, we listen to you every day. And, hey, and I get to meet my good friend who I don't see often enough, but he's here right now, Scott Anderson. How you doing, Scott?
Very good, Mick.
A lot of guys remember you from, 19 years with Dow, was it?
30.
30!
Hard to believe.
Holy mackerel. Took you all over the world and...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now here you are with a new type of canola that's really exciting, Cibus, C-I-B-U-S, Cibus SU canola, a new trait, a new type of engineering, seed engineering.
Yes, it's the process we call gene editing, which is new science. We're a U.S. company based out of San Diego. We've developed a system whereby we can pick the traits that we want that are already in a plant that would occur by natural mutations. In other words, we can visualize something happening in the future due to mutations and select that and make it happen now without inserting any foreign genes. So regulatory agencies worldwide have deemed us non-GMO, non-transgenic, that's another key word, and for the North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana farmer, that translates into an opportunity to grow a crop where there's a premium for a non-GMO material. We've got the science down. SU means the sulfonylurea, mm-hmm. sulfonylurea class of herbicides that we can use to kill weeds. We add a low-cost grass, selective grass product to it. So for about $10 an acre, we can do all the weed control we need, still be non-GMO, get a premium in the marketplace through Cargill. That's mm-hmm. our partner. And they are a visionary company, you know, large local company that sees the they have markets, so yeah. Growers can select this crop, put it on their farm, and sell it locally as generic canola based on the agronomic properties that we have and the lower cost of seed and herbicides, just for its own sake, or identity preserve it, sign a Cargill contract and so on, and get a premium.
Yeah, and Don and I will be on in about 45 minutes here, and okay. He's going to talk about all of that. And that's kind of exciting. You know, they like the customers that they have are all about IP, and identity preserved is pretty important stuff. So,
and that's what we need to understand is what the customer wants.
Yeah. Now you mentioned that this sulfonylurea type of herbicide. What is the name of the herbicide that can be used?
We're using a product called Draft. It's very similar to one that's been used on a lot of small grains over the years. Very safe, low-use chemistry, equivalent basically only a third of an ounce per acre, small mm-hmm. use rate. Kills most of annual broadleaf weeds, does good job on thistle burn down, excellent on wild buckwheat. We're finding a lot more utility with some of the resistance issues. It is nice to have a third weed control system post-emerge in canola,
yeah.
too.
I mean, this adds just a tremendous amount of arsenal to the fight against herbicide resistance in weeds.
And we're finding we need them all.
Yeah.
And one of our benefits is the fitting in with all this growth in soybean production. And, you know, did soybeans save the farm in some areas? Maybe it did because yeah. of... And so did canola in some cases. And oil seeds are on the increase.
Yeah. But now the fact that we're talking about Cibus SU canola that uses Draft, that's a two-edged sword because this canola will not become a weed next year.
Exactly. And yeah. particularly in soybeans. So it's not Roundup based. So if somebody's using Roundup on their soybeans, this won't be like Roundup canola and be the worst weed you can't kill out there. And now this growth in Liberty soybeans to address the weed rotation that, because Roundup's slipping a little bit, and actually some of the new genetics are in the Liberty area. Uh-huh. People are promoting them, so we're not going to be a weed in that system either. We're going to be something that they can keep it clean and green throughout the rotation.
Super. Now, how about yield? What type of a yield potential does this thing have?
Same as the other canolas. We've been widely tested. We have our own testing program. We're working with the Canadian government to get approval in February, so we've had widespread testing all through the Canadian provinces and all the NDSU sites, and a lot of private researchers, Minnesota, Montana. So yields have been excellent. We haven't had any complaints from customers this year about yield. It's been the opposite.
Yeah, all righty. And yesterday you and I had a little chat about where canola can be or should be grown, and you know it's moving farther south, as you mentioned, into the soybean belt, where people are looking for alternative or another oil seed to add to the mix. And we mentioned Pelican Rapids, and hey, well, let's say hi to Tim, who's probably listening. And
it was fun because there's an elevator manager there who said he could see the utility of this and wanted to promote it just for his growers' benefit. And we somebody heard us on the radio from Pelican Rapids area, and I'm going to return his call here, but he was considering growing sunflowers, but a lot of work and a little more risk than he wanted. And he heard about this. He thought that sounded good because of a Cargill contract.
Yeah.
That was what attracted him the most.
And being able to deliver it to West Fargo.
Good as gold where he's at, you know. So.
And there's that premium there. We're just looking at the premium, and it's not a couple of pennies.
No, it's significant. And they're working on additional locations in outstate North Dakota, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's also, they can arrange to have it picked up as well. And so, yeah, these are the way that we can, you know, we can grow 22 crops, like somebody told me one year when he wasn't happy with wheat. So North Dakota's blessed on that regard.
And we're number one in 12, 13 of them.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It just continues to amaze. We have to stay positive or, you know, that's just our nature.
Right.
You know,
so. Yeah, well, the Scandinavians and Germans, though, are they easy to get, you know, self-deprecating? And
yes, we are.
Yeah. So, or, this fall was too nice. Winter's going to be terrible.
We make fun of ourselves and our neighbors, but we mostly get along.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So true. Right. It's Scott Anderson, seed sales specialist at Cibus, C-I-B-U-S, an exciting new high-tech company, San Diego. And I know last winter, Clint did on with us, and he was he took some farmers down there to San Diego to see the facilities, and there's some amazing things that you guys are doing. And for 2017, let's talk about if you want to visit with Scott about all that. How do they get a hold of you?
SAnderson@cibus.com.
Pretty simple. And or they can give you a call, maybe.
Yes, exactly. 701-238-0655 is my cell number.
Okay. And Tim emailed me and said, hey, I heard the conversation you and Scott had, and how could I get a hold of him? So I thought, well, I'll do Tim a favor. And so I clicked on Contact, which almost every company has, and your name is right up on the top. So,
amazing.
Yeah, the company likes you too.
You're better at that than I am.
Well, I'm just trying to be nice, and so it's easy to find you on the website. Go to cibuscanola.com. Scott, great to visit with you.
Thank you, Mick.
We'll talk again.
You bet.
All righty.